Barbara the cop, off you go.
Okay, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to present my work. As some may know, I come from a discourse analysis background, so I would like to bring more say for this strand of research that I'm developing, so I'm particularly grateful for the opportunity to present today. I'm working, as you can see, on patient identity in a medical discussion forum and consequences it may have for personal agency in that forum. I was interested in this topic because of a general idea of co-responsibility and co-responsibilization in patient healthcare interaction, where you, in some cases, see that treatment is being constructed as a joint purpose. I think also in the whole idea of patient-centered care, there's the idea that patients should or could take up a more important position in the way their condition is being treated. Coming from an overall changing view on healthcare relationships, but also from the fact that it's been shown that this may influence therapy adherence and well-being, so it would not be a merely moral choice, say, but also a choice that has a real consequence for the treatment, which makes why a variety of disciplines are interested in this topic. I will be looking in an online discussion forum linked to growing importance of e-health or any kind of internet-based information for health. And you see that also the healthcare sector is a bit divided about this. See that I just got two images that I caught last week while walking around at home. 9 out of 10 Flemish people consult Dr. Google. But this is from my local GP's practice. They're clearly warning off for Dr. Google. On the other hand, we see that governments are also developing or looking into possibilities to develop professional healthcare advice online. So there's very much these two strands. I will focus on caregiver-patient forum interaction. It's not only or not in the first place interaction among patients. And the caregivers that are included in these data are all affiliated with public health institutions. So they are, would not be involved in this forum for a commercial bias or because of commercial reasons, which might be the case for some other fora. I focus on a diabetes forum. I chose this particularly because of some characteristics. So type 1 diabetes is a chronic autoimmune disease, which may be developed really early on. You have lifelong treatment that includes a healthy lifestyle, but also self-controlling glucose levels, self-administering injections, and making decisions about these. So I think this whole idea of co-responsibility is not only a construction in this case, but also very much real in the sense that there is a lot of day-to-day decision-making being done by the patient. So that was why I was particularly interested in these data for this topic of co-responsibility. It's also a chronic disease, so it may take up an important part in a person's identity. We'll see that some of the patients do comment upon this. There is also gestational diabetes, which may be developed during pregnancy and does not necessarily become chronic. And then probably in these days, the best known type is type 2, which is the one that is developed a bit later on, may more linked to health, to lifestyle issues, and treatment may also be more limited to lifestyle issues. I looked into which identity categories are made relevant by the question writers in they're typically in this forum question answer Jane Sieper, so which ones are made relevant in the question, which of these are exploited and made consequential in the by the answerers, and then also how do these categories relate to the degree to which the agency of the question writer is developed in the whole discussion. As I said, it's a corpus, it's on Meta Forum. The forum itself defines that there are expert threads where an expert is participating, does not have the monopoly, but is participating, and discussion threads where there is no expert present, but all the diabetes messages come from expert threads. It's a strictly moderated forum, so messages that are commercial or simply incorrect are being commented upon fairly quickly. There are a variety of participants, we'll see them in some of the fragments. And the exchange is always initiated by a non-specialist, by someone asking a question. They are never initiated by the specialist. Most replies in the messages I looked into are by specialists. They are sometimes very explicitly selected, as in this example. Someone says, I need the guidance of a nutritionist. That's more or less saying, everyone else, shut up. But in a lot of cases, it's perhaps more implicit because there's very concrete specialized questions, but this kind of selection is then not always as explicit as in this example. If we look into patient identity in the first fragment, you have, so you see that they're in general fairly long exchanges going on. In the first fragment, I put in black identity issues she mentioned, and then in grey other things about the structure of the message, which I won't be able to get into a lot. She starts off by greeting and then saying immediately her name. In her case, that also means that we can unambiguously identify her gender. And immediately also mentioning the type of diabetes she has. So we get this information straight away. And then also very quickly, a general announcement about the topic or the kind of doubt she has, which was actually also a bit in the subject line. The subject line says abroad and diabetes, and then in almost her first sentence, she said, they offered me a great opportunity in my life, but I feel that I will have to reject it because of my illness. So we get, we don't know what the opportunity is at this stage, but we know that that is probably the heart of what she's to. She develops this a bit more. She can go to New York for work. She would love to do it, but she's very worried about how she will be able to manage the healthcare system. Another identity feature, so we had a name, gender, type of diabetes. She mentions also a bit later on, 14 to 17, that she's in Spain receiving a pension being, I didn't really find a very good translation, it being kind of state support. So we can also guess that she's Spanish or at least has a sort of official status in Spain. Then makes her whole question much more concrete, which I won't be able to get into today. But she comes back with information about her attitude towards diabetes on line 20 to 25. So saying that since she was diagnosed, she had decided that it wouldn't stop her from leading a normal life and doing what everyone else is doing, but that now she's seeing that it may be the case anyway. So you see there that she, on the one hand, she started very early on by saying that she's a diabetic, and at this stage we see with her struggling with how much it would define her life and how she would self-define in this context. She also brings up her age in lines 26, 27, but as related to the job opportunity, not as related to the illness. So she says, I'm only 19 years old, and something like this, it's difficult that it comes about in my life again. I think it's also a bit worrisome to think at 19 that opportunities may not come back, but that's something else. In any way, she's not mentioning this as related to diabetes, which just happened in some other context where people say how long they've been diagnosed, etc. So we get this information in her message, and then we'll see later on what is being answered. Just to link this to the forum in general, in some other forum messages, people make gender even more explicit. They would say, I'm male, female. They sometimes self-define their personality, really saying, I'm an anxious person, or I'm a very adventurous person. In her case, we could, you know, create an image ourselves of what kind of person she is, but she's not self-defining it explicitly. And some people also bring up other health issues. In general, there were 17 threads related to diabetes. In 9 out of 17, there was very concrete personal medical information. But only 6 out of 17, the writer identified him or herself as the patient. 4 out of 17, and we'll see an example of that, the patient is not the writer, but a close relative. And in 7 out of 17, no patient is identified. Some of these questions are very specific, though, so you can think that a patient is in mind, that it's not just someone woke up and said, oh, this is something I would like to know. You're probably thinking about a concrete person, but it's not identified in an important portion of these threads. If we look into the second part in this case, so that this message is answered first and only by a doctor, who is the doctor who is the most frequent expert replying in this thread. And he starts by greeting her, hi Christina. You can't see it here, it's an interesting detail. People who sign up with an abbreviation of their name, he always greets them with the full name, so it was something that struck. He starts off by addressing very clearly the emotional aspect. First line, sentido tu inquietud, I understand your worry. So we see that the medical information will follow, but the first message is clearly the underlying worry that she has. Then goes on to address the US healthcare system in very general terms, saying like 38, 39, 40, 41, all workers, diabetics or not, have to subscribe to medical systems. And to me it seems at least that he or he's taking up her desire to have a normal life, what she said about that she didn't want diabetes to influence the opportunity she would have in life. I think this somehow echoes this idea. He starts by giving general information that would hold for anyone, and is making very explicit that this holds for diabetics or non-diabetics. Her identity as a Spanish citizen becomes more consequential perhaps in the reply as of lines 46-47, because precisely a whole series of legal issues really related to healthcare are very much nationality dependent. Then proceeds to giving information about the specific situation of diabetics, 56-57, is also mentioning this very concretely, because of your condition as a diabetic. Then giving this information referring to a diabetes website, I left out, you know, say the three dots, about two pages of concrete suggestions, which are, as he points out, copied really from the diabetes website. He ends with the final recommendation, 62-63, consult your doctor, which I think qualifies his own identity, is making clear that their relationship is not the regular doctor-patient relationship of a doctor you see every day or a doctor that treats you regularly, but that it's more distant. And he ends again with addressing this more personal issue for her, saying, you know, encouraging her, saying, don't let the difficulties define you. So don't define you, really, specifically like conditionnaire, so it's condition, it can be really your own identity. So it's a very explicit mention to how you create your own identity. What we found in general in the forum is that when there are more personalized questions, like this case where people are voicing very explicitly worries or fears, that or when they are giving very concrete information about a patient, then they're also more likely to receive a more personal answer with reference to these emotions. The patient is only represented and addressed as a diabetic in the second pair part if this was made relevant in the first pair part. So in this case, they're respecting the choice. Messages where the writer does not identify as a patient are also not replied to as if it were a patient, even if it's fairly obvious that there is a concrete person in mind. As I said, not only patients are posting, also family members. Fragment 2 is a case of someone, as she mentions in the subject line, writing about gestational diabetes. And she also, in the first line, immediately mentions her link with the patients, my sister, so we know she's the sister. And she's also clearly defining the patient, who 6 months pregnant has been diagnosed with gestational diabetes. So we get the basic medical information. And then she follows up with a whole series of very concrete questions. In the reply, this is, for instance, an example where she signs up with a shortened version of her name, Maite, but he addresses using the full name associated, Maria Teresa. In the answer, also again starting off with taking up her link with the patient, and also an emotional involvement that she didn't voice very explicitly. You can deduce that she's a worried sister, but she's not really saying, I'm afraid, or I'm worried, or I'm sorry about this. He's very much making this more explicit. I'm saying this your question shows your concern for your sister's well-being. So we get her relationship with the patient and her emotional involvement. He is developing this emotional involvement very quickly, if you turn the page, into a co-responsibility of the sister. It says, like, look, I hope I can be able to help you so that you can help her. So her questions are, he's not only answering the questions, but also giving her a concrete role and responsibility in this issue. He's then again giving a lot of technical information before going back to perhaps a happier note in 102, 103, saying, I really want to finish by congratulating the future aunt, so sort of reminding that in all it's happy news. And but ending the message again with, I hope this information is useful for you so that you can help her by sharing a healthy meal or walk. So she's very much made a co-responsible person in the treatment. General, if I looked into these messages, I didn't see constructions of co-responsibilization with the patients as a joint purpose. Or of course, clear cases of responsibilization, even sometimes with the antics, you should do this, you have to do this, you have to pay attention to this. But no really joint constructions. diet in general was much more often discussed in impersonal terms than more medical issues, both by the patients or the writers and the doctors, which I think might be linked to the fact that it's more easily generalizable and less specific for each person. We've seen this example of co-responsibilizing a worried family member, and this was very much present. So I had this quote, "I hope to be able to help you so that you can help her." And also in fragment three, we see this clearly, not only by an expert, but also by a non-specialist. Fragment three is about a writer whose father is diabetic and whose father has difficulties in managing his disease. And so this son very clearly asked, "What can I do to help him?" Very explicit question. The first reply is by another patient who starts off by specifying her own health condition, saying, "I've been a diabetic since I'm 9 and I'm 23 years old." So it's showing that she probably knows what she's talking about. And she carries on immediately with emphasizing that his support is important. Tu apoyo es fundamental para tu padre, right? Your support is paramount. The expert gives the second answer. He also emphasizes this co-responsibility. 163-164, your will to help him achieve it can be fundamental. And he then also comments on the previous reply, 768, as Lola, with experience in managing in her diabetes, points out to you very well, your support can be very important. So he's re-emphasizing this idea of support, but he's also ratifying Lola as a good interlocutor, confirming her expertise and confirming that she's right in saying what she's saying. And also the other way around also happens. When people, non-experts answer and give information that is not correct, they also point this out very explicitly. So there's almost always an explicit comment on the reliability of the information that has been given by non-experts, in this forum at least. And all through this message, the co-responsibilization is developed. A lot of imperatives, check what he likes to eat, go for a walk with him, so really very directive recommendations. And then this idea that sort of summarizes it, you learn yourself so that you can teach him. So very much the idea that he has an important supportive role to play. As some of you may know, I've been looking a lot into dialectics previously, so I thought I want some nice we inclusives for this joint construction. That was a bit of a disappointment. There hardly are. There are some beautiful we exclusive. We're referring to doctors, GPs in general. There was one we inclusive. It's actually at the end of this fragment three, line 187-188, which is very nice because he's not developing an inclusivity between a doctor and a patient, but talking from his position as the son of a parent as well. So he's seeing we find ourselves obliged to develop towards our parents of filial piety, he's calling it. So he's creating a joint identity, but not as a doctor or a healthcare professional and a patient or a patient relative, but as children of, we might infer, elderly parents. So, and bringing up, I think this is the one place where we learn something more personal about the doctor, about his personal life. In general, as I said, not all question writers identify a patient or identify themselves as a patient. And as I also said, the healthcare professionals typically respect the choice made as to patient identification. So they will follow this, but also the choice made as to emotional involvement. So bringing in a more empathic stance when the writer made clear that he or she was worried, and doing much less so when this was not present in the action. As to agency and joint purpose, the patients are clearly depicted as responsible for their treatment, but not as co-responsible with doctors. This is also not construed as a co-responsibility with their regular endocrinologist or GP. By contrast, family members are much more often addressed from a perspective of joint responsibility. As you've seen here, they're very much made responsible of the treatment, also by the non-specialists who intervene in the forum. So in this sense, I've found this co-responsibility being constructed, but maybe at different places where I'd expect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Time for questions, observations, comments. Catherine, you're looking around insipidly.
Optimistically.
Ruth, Barry.
At the start, you were talking about wanting to sort of work on a more conversational analytic.
Yeah.
And I guess. One of the things that perhaps we could do in finer detail is look at the way that, in the first instance, the patients or the lay people work on this fact that diabetic is something they are, or diabetes is something that they have, and you know, to actually look at the grammatical structure, you know, the verbs. For instance, you talked in fragment two, you know, which general measures does she have to follow, does she have to take into account? Now, you mentioned about the doctor's response, sort of pushing the responsibility of the sister, but actually the sister's already kind of, pushing the responsibility of the patient. Yeah, I'm sure there's nobody else who would be so interested in it.
Sure.
But actually, we can see that in the first turn as well.
So maybe
if you dug a bit deeper into the kind of, particularly the verb forms, and when is the patient somebody who has something, patient somebody who does something. Mm-hmm. When is the diabetes something that does something? And you know, looking at the way that people play with sort of subject-object relations. And also the types of verbs and states might be a good way to drill down further.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, as I said, well, we have I think most of the first person is definitely saying like I have diabetes.
They diagnosed her with
and,
it.
But in the second, in the second is they diagnosed her with it, and it's also obviously that, and that's what would make it a bit more complicated. Of course, this gestational diabetes is much less, or it's typically not chronic. It can become chronic, but it's definitely not generalized. So it's true that this could be something to look into in more detail. Yeah, thank you.
I think just following that up, one of the things which strikes me about in looking at the fragments that we've got here is the reference to family members a lot in that.
Yeah.
And I just wondered whether you could look at it in terms of membership categorization devices and the sorts of relation pairs which have been sort of evoked there. In terms of sisters, aunts, and these sorts of things, and the sort of implicit assumptions around the use of those category terms as part of a member's device. And it might then flow out of that the idea of co-responsibilization and agency in terms of the sort of implicit assumptions about the sorts of standard relation pairs that might be going on in these devices.
Yeah. Yeah, so in all there are four threads where a family member is asking a question. I thought this between this fragment two and three, I think you already see differences that the son is really being made more responsible to take care of his father. His question is also voiced more explicitly in that way. He's clearly saying my father is not capable of keeping up a good control, what can I do to help him? So he's also showing a more problematic situation in this sense than the sister, who does not suggest at any point that her sister is not doing well or not capable of dealing with her disease. So that's true.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, Oswald. Thank you, Barbara.